Track 3 in the first headline story from the Mid-Devon Advertiser is about the proposals for Queen Street. Traders say the plan will hurt business. The partial road closure of Queen Street, carried out by Devon County Council last week for a survey, appears to have given traders a taste of things to come, with several reporting that they were already hundreds of pounds down as a result. More than 50 business owners, councillors and residents of Queen Street and the Avenue met at Medi Turkish Restaurant last Thursday in a council of war to discuss opposition to the council's plans for Queen Street. The traffic reduction and pedestrianisation scheme, funded by the Future High Street Fund and passed by the Chamber last month, will remove 55 parking spaces from Queen Street, make it access only, and send most traffic back round the town towards King Stainton. The scheme has had a chilling effect on traders, with many at the meeting citing similar schemes that have failed in Paignton, Torquay, Totnes and Exeter. Midtown residents, meanwhile, were concerned about the loss of parking and the funnelling of so much traffic via the avenue. Gail Anderson, manager of Johnson's Dry Cleaner, said, "Takings are down £1,000 over just these 3 days of disruption. It's very concerning." Jackson's Fish Shop similarly reported an 18% drop in trade, while Shaldon Bakery said its sales had fallen over the week. The night-time traders, including the managers of Medi Bar and Grill and Teen's Thai Restaurant, also noted that the road closure had significantly dented their evening business, with some traders saying they had closed early. The meeting had been organised by the South Devon Alliance political group, which has long opposed the Liberal Democrat and Conservative blueprint for the district. Following an official consultation by TDC, SDA members carried out their own survey of Queen Street businesses. This found about 75% of traders opposed to the council's plans. An SDA spokesperson said, "A final council consultation, which demonstrated overwhelming opposition to the scheme, was never aired at the meeting where the scheme was passed by the Conservative-led Devon County Council and Lib Dem-led TDC. The council's SDA members have, however, opposed all plans brought forward in the council's Future High Street Fund proposals, including a scheme to hollow out and repurpose the Alexandra Theatre. SDA Devon County Councillor Janet Bradford, who also represents College Ward at TDC, said, "The claim that this scheme has the support of the business community can now be truly laid to rest. People here want to dismantle the plans." The meeting concluded with a call to further action and an open invitation for TDC representatives to stop hiding behind the online consultations and inaccurate claims and instead actually meet the business owners face to face. The retailers are asking the council to listen to the town again and change tack now before most of our high street is lost.
And from the Tynmouth Post and Gazette, government cutback prompts a raft of Teignbridge price hikes. It's going to cost more to be buried, fish in a council lake, or keep a dangerous animal in Teignbridge. The district council is raising a raft of charges for the second time this year. Most people will be affected by the cost of parking, which is rising by more than 10% in some car parks. Government cash help for council has plummeted by millions of pounds over the past few years, so councillors say higher charges are essential to keep up the services that residents rely on. And now hundreds of fees and charges in the Teignbridge area are going up after councillors heard the increases were vital for the council to maintain services. Among other rising charges, it will cost more to be buried, sail a model boat, or to keep dangerous animals. Although many fees are staying the same, members of the council's cabinet heard that a hike in charges was crucial. The council normally only puts up charges once a year, but has now opted for a fresh wave of increases after only 6 months. Councillor Richard Keeling, Liberal Democrats from Chudleigh, told the meeting this is essential if we are to generate sufficient income to maintain the services on which local residents rely. Council has heard that Teignbridge, in common with other local councils, had lost millions of pounds in government financial support in recent years. Raising fees would help cope with increasing costs, including a higher-than-expected pay award to staff. "We have to make tough choices on occasions, and we have to make one now," said Councillor Keeling. Parking charges will vary across the district, but an all-day ticket for a spot in the centre of Newton Abbot will rise from £5.70 to £6.20, and half an hour's parking will go up from 90p to £1. "Difficult choices have to be made in a cost-of-living crisis," said Councillor Keeling. "Other councils face bankruptcy, but this cannot be an option for Teignbridge."
And the lead story from the Dawlish Gazette: town struck by freak flash flooding. Torrential rain saw communities across Teignbridge flooded, and nowhere was this more true than in Dawlish, which dealt with serious flash flooding. It is thought around half a month's worth of rain fell on Sunday alone, which, among much else, saw the streets of Dawlish submerged. Though a minor coastal stream, Dawlish water runs through the centre of the town, and so an increase in volume, even a small increase, can cause a sizeable problem, as it was seen over the weekend. Such was the severity that the RNLI was scrambled to the seaside town to search for people in need of help. "I think people are shocked. It was quite a flash flood. Heavy rain was predicted, but I think people across Teignbridge were taken unawares by it," said Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Rosie Dawson. "This is the kind of extreme weather that we've been warned about for a long time, but it's something you see on TV. We've had flooding here before, but not to this extent, at least not in the time I've been in Dawlish." Footage from the YouTube channel Coast Camp shows roads and pavements in the town engulfed in muddied water. Several local businesses and residences were flooded also. "We had a few businesses had to close early, and we had, I think, three minor breaches, and Teignbridge was going out first thing to make sure they were trading," Councillor Dawson said. "I think people are wanting to see some sort of quick fix to stop it happening again. But in reality, talking to the Environment Agency, talking to people qualified in flooding risk assessment in and out of Teignbridge, there are some things which can put in place further upriver, for example. With flash flooding like this, there's a limit sometimes to what you can do to prevent it happening altogether," she added. "People are cautious and people are worried, but Dawlish is always hopeful, positive town. People have a real passion for protecting Dawlish. They have a real passion for each other and for keeping things safe." And the article is surrounded by photos of muddy water swirling through gardens, parks and streets.
And just as a follow-up to that, the flood clear-up continues across Devon. The clear-up from the weekend's floods is likely to take several days. Heavy downpours left roads across the county either impassable or closed last Sunday, September the 17th. Roads that were affected included the A380 King's Kurzweil / Penn Inn, Honiton Road in Exeter, the A379 in Kenton, Ryden Lane in Exeter and the Strand in Dawlish. 8 tonnes of mud were removed from the A381 at Halwell by local teams and fire crews. Fallen trees which had blocked the Teign Valley Road were also removed. There were also reports of flooded properties in a number of communities, including Dartmouth, Exeter, Kenton and Topsham.